I got some good teachings I want to share with you. And, still ringing. Get that ring out of there. I can't have that. Wife always gets on me about the bathtub ring too, Tim. I got rings upstairs. I got rings downstairs. I don't know. What's going on with that? My grandmother used to watch that commercial about whisk, you know, the guy had the dirty rings around his neck. You ever see that commercial? You've tried scrubbing them out. You've tried rubbing them out. My grandmother looked at that commercial one day and said, "Why didn't he just wash his neck?" I thought, dang, Granny, that's pretty astute of you. My grandmother, she was pretty cool. She come out one day all mad, and she said, "Who's the genius that put the childproof lids on the arthritis pain formula bottles?" She couldn't figure that one out either. I still think I'm a little loud. Just a hair too much there. It's an intimate crowd. I don't want to bang everybody up too bad. How's that? You like that? No rings? We're good? All right. Did y'all get enough to eat? You ready for dessert? Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Matthew 22, starting in 1. Everybody got a Bible? There's one in front of you if you ain't got one. Or take your neighbors, we don't care. Sharing, yeah. Before we get started in this, I want to share my heart with y'all. We're coming to a close of another year. And I told my wife today, I said, "Man, my heart's real heavy." And she said, "Why? Usually, you know, this time of year, we're all excited and everything." And I don't know. I just was kicking around some of the, you know, we've had some great victories here at this church. Seen some lives transformed and seen some people come out of some stuff and get born again and start following the Lord. And my heart just keeps going back to all the ones that, you know, we put time into and put love into and put the word into, and still, they didn't make it. We had some die. We had some go to jail and prison. And some people, I don't know what happened to them. But I'm here to tell you that a shepherd shepherds a flock. All right? And his goal is to keep that flock going. You know, God gives everybody free will. And a lot of times they want to go that way. And you know, a shepherd sticks only so long. And we reach out and we try and talk to him and get him to come back, right? But it's still their decision on what they're going to do with their life. You know, I'm reminded a lot, and it beats me up, man. I mean, people die and people go off and people get in trouble. And I always sit there and I beat myself up over and over again. Did I do enough? Did I pray long enough? Did I reach out enough? Did I do this? Did I do that? And you know, that'll make you crazy. That'll make you crazy. It'll wear you out. Destroy your marriage. Destroy your home life. It'll be a burden to the ministry. And it took me years, to figure that out. Put everything we had into this thing. I mean, blood, sweat, and tears, the whole nine yards, right? Whole paychecks lots of times and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a long time. And it hurts me when they don't come back or when they miss it or they just go astray and they die. I've had people live at my house my wife and I have had people live at our house that died because they just wouldn't get a hold of this thing. And I'm sore tempted sometimes to take that personal. And the Lord reminded me of the prodigal son's father, that when that boy came to him and said, "Well, I think I'm just going to take my stuff and go on," father didn't stop him. He gave him his inheritance, right? Went to the bank, drew it out, did whatever he had to do, said, "Here you go, boy." And the kid took off. You know, it says that, apparently the father, he had some income, he had some money and stuff, right? I mean, he wasn't poor. And the kid went on down to another country, got all tore up, messed up, and all that stuff. You know, that father could have sent servants or could have went and looked for that boy, yet he did not. That old man waited on that hillside every day looking at that road, waiting for his boy to come home in faith that that boy was coming home. He didn't run out and turn the rocks over and look for him. He didn't send servants out there to keep an eye. He waited. And it wasn't until the boy ran out of everything that was of his father's, of all the money and the goods and the rings and everything else, that he went into poverty from a sinful, wanton lifestyle. And then he came to himself, man, this ain't working. This sucks. I got to get back to Dad. Amen. The father received him with love and with joy when he came back. But the kid came back repentant. He didn't come back with an attitude. He didn't come back all arrogant and proud. He came back broken and humble because he figured out that the good stuff was here. And he didn't want a place. He just said, man, if you could just make me as one of the servants, I'm cool with that. Well, much to his surprise, the father threw him a party, amen. God reminded me that the father waited patiently in faith. If he wasn't in faith, he wouldn't have been standing on that hill every day, amen? If you didn't believe him to come back, you wouldn't be wasting your time on that hill. But I want you all to be thinking about this year going into it. You're going to see some of our members wanting to go this way or go that way. And I'm not talking about church hopping. I'm talking about going back to what they came from. I want you guys, each and every one of y'all, to be watchful for that. To reach out and reach out to them. And kind words. Try and keep them back in here. All right? Did I hate to see them go? Well, yeah, we got victories. Hallelujah. Man, we shouting here every Sunday. Amen. Somebody getting set free from something. Looking at some faces here I've seen for a long time. Some new ones that are getting it. It's wonderful. I love this place. I wouldn't trade this for nothing. It's the ones that we miss that my heart's out for tonight. And that's the ones I want to bring in. And listen, there's so many people out there that need Jesus. I just wanted to share that with y'all. Sometimes it burdens me a little bit. And it's a lot of people for me personally to keep up with. Ends are friends, neighbors, talking to them. Keep them tight. Keep them close. Amen. I don't want to lose nobody. I don't think God does either. Amen. Matthew chapter 22. Somebody asked me one time what this ministry was all about. And this is the closest thing I can come to it. Amen. And Jesus answered and spake unto them by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they wouldn't come. It says they wouldn't come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I've prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. All things are ready. Come on. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and killed them. Man, when the king heard that, he was mad. He sent forth his armies and destroyed them murderers and burn up their cities. Not only did he kill them, he flattened their houses too. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Ooh, were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went into the highways, byways, looked under dumpsters, looked under the bridge, went to the bars, went to the honky-tonks, went to the dope houses, went to the crack houses, went to every street corner, went to the nut house, cat house, even the outhouse, and gathered as many as they found, both bad and good. Read that. Both bad and good. Don't forget that. Both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Boy, I got a ton of people in here now. Hallelujah. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man that had not on a wedding garment. What's he doing here? And he said to him, friend, how come you're in here not having a wedding garment? And the guy was speechless. You ever read in the Bible where it says, put on Christ? Put on Christ. Put off the former things. Put on Christ. This guy come in there naked. He didn't have no Christ on, right? He didn't put them on. And then said the king to the servants, bind them hand and foot, take them away, cast them into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Ready for this? For many are called, but few are chosen. Look around your neighbor and say, chosen. I'll say it like you mean it. Chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. You're here. You've been called. You chose to show up. Not just this service, but all services. Don't make me separate you two. He said some came and made light of it. Some said, maybe tomorrow. I ain't going. I got better things to do. I got other stuff I need to be doing. That made the king mad. Did you see that? I'm a God pleaser, not a God teaser. Are you hearing me? I'm looking at all these familiar faces. I love it. This ain't a hobby. This ain't a one hit and miss. This is a lifestyle ordained by God that if you walk in it, you're going to receive all the blessings. That if you're in it to win it, if your heart's in it, if you put on Christ, if you've got your garment on and you was called to the wedding and you showed up, not apprehensive, but he went and found you and said, come to this wedding. And you said, yeah. Yeah, sounds good to me. I'm in. When you're in it to win it, when you come back to God repentant, you say, man, I want all you have. When your whole heart's into this thing, when you're reading on your own, when you're looking into this, when you're looking into that, when you're asking questions, when you're showing up here and showing up there, when you're doing what the Word says to do, bless God, ain't life easy. Ain't life easy. Well, you're thinking, well, maybe it ain't so easy. Let me ask you this. Is it easier now than it was before? Somebody said, oh, that religion, that's a crutch. Okay. Okay. You're exactly right. Because I on my own ain't strong enough to do this. I rely on Him. The glory is of Him, not of me. It's all of Him. It's all of Him. I got invited. He called me. I showed up. Therefore, I was chosen. I like what they say about predestined. And I like what I believe I heard T.D. Jakes say that. You remember them saloon doors in the movies, the Western movies? You know, you walk through and they flap back and forth. He said on the front of them doors on the street side, it says John 3:16. And you push through them doors, you know, and of course they flap shut. And you turn around and look back at them doors and it says predestined. Anybody can walk through them doors, but do they? We preach the gospel of Jesus here. We put an invitation out at the end of every service. Man, if you want what we have, come get it. Raise your hand. Jesus, come into your life. Change your whole world. Some do, some don't. Jesus said something amazing after that. He said, follow me. Follow me. Seen him come in here, get saved, slot slinging, crying. Oh, yeah, this is great. Take off. Never see him again. What happened to him? How's that working? We see him a few months later, come back all beat up and scuffed up. And that's good they come back, amen? I mean, that's wonderful they come back. But we've seen him go out and die. We've seen him go out and get some time. So Seen them on the run, on the lam, huh? And some of them just can't seem to ever get it right. My heart goes out for them, but you know what? I got sheep to feed. I got a flock to tend. And I love them and I pray for them. But like the prodigal father, I ain't going out looking for them, amen? When I see them and roll down my window and, hey, where you been? They just drop their head. And, come on back, we love you. Come on back, we love you. Some do, some don't. This ministry goes out into the highways, byways, looks around the laundromat, looks underneath the rug sometimes, amen? We go looking where nobody else looks and invite people in crazy ways, right? That's what we do. That's what we do. Come with me now, if you will, over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to start out in 1. Y'all, how many here remember that show on television? It was called MASH, the 4077. Anybody remember that show, Alan Alda? Yeah, you remember? What was the purpose of that show? I mean, beyond the comedy show, but what was the purpose of that Mobile Army Surgical Hospital? Does anybody ever get the gist of how that was supposed to operate? It was a battlefront hospital. I said it was a battlefront hospital. They were doing operating, they could hear bombs going off on a couple of hills away. They brought people to that hospital that were blowed up, needed sewed up, some lived, some died. They was all in dire straits, amen? Those guys put them people back together as fast and as quick and as possible. And most of them returned back to duty unless they was all messed up. But they'd sew them up, stitch them up, and put them right back on the line, amen? Some of them required more care than the other ones. But the object there was to get them back in the game. Get them back into battle. It wasn't pretty surgery. It wasn't painstakingly delicate. It was like, here, take this thing. It's full of lead. I think I can get along without it. Here, let's just throw some blood in this thing. Let's see if we can get it going. Come on, man. You're going to live. You're going to live. You're going to live. That's what this ministry is all about. People, I ain't got time to be fooling around with a lot of dumb stuff. This is life and death stuff we handle here every day. I got people to die with... I ain't got time for pretty prayers. I ain't got time for a lot of meow, meow, wah, wah. Look, man, you're going to die if you don't get this thing. If you don't get this thing, you're headed for ruin. If you don't get this thing, you're headed for a homicide. You're headed for a suicide. And all them other sides besides that. Won't be siding with that now. But I ain't got time for all that. This is a life and death ministry. The stuff we preach, the stuff we put out, saves lives, wins lives to Jesus, keeps these lives from hurting somebody else, amen. Jesus fills somebody up with the love of God. Next thing you know, they ain't wanting to beat their wife. They ain't wanting to get drunk and beat their wife no more. Hallelujah. They ain't wanting to rob nobody to get high. It ain't pretty here. It ain't glamorous. Never has been. Hope it never gets that way. I don't ever want the mission of this place to get sideswiped by some fancy this or fancy. No. You want fancy? Go somewhere else. This place here is where the miracles happen. This place here is where genuine transformation happens. It's here. The Holy Spirit ain't fooling around. And I'm telling you guys this. I ain't changing how I'm doing this, what he's told me to do here, for nothing. Until he tells me to change it, this is what we do. We preach the love of God, we preach the faith of God, we preach relationship with God, and believe in God, for God to show up and make all the difference in your world. Because Pastor Bill ain't going to do it, Jesus is. Are you hearing me? Pastor Richard ain't going to do it. Mark, Matt, none of these guys, none of these women are going to do it. Jesus is. It worked through us to get it done, Dwayne.
Yes, amen.
We're fixing to start an endeavor here to bring a youth in here. And I mean the youth.
Oh, you mean our kid?
No! There's a whole high school up here full of messed up kids. The junior high kids are all wanting to have sex, do this, do the. This is where we want to get them. I want to fish with the little ones. Get them in here. Get them excited about Jesus. They ain't never heard about him. Their parents are junkies. I know, I grew up with them. Their parents are drunks. I know, I drank with them. They ain't wanting to come. Many are called, few are chosen. What about the kids? Just write out the whole family? Let's go for the kids. Let's get the kids in here. Get them excited about God. Let's let the kids go home and tell their parents about it. This great love that they found. That Jesus that loves them while they're getting high or drinking or falling out and getting the cops called there, 302 and all that happy stuff. Amen? I'm going for the kids. Can I tell you something? There ain't a man or woman on the battlefield older than 25 years old. There's 18-year-old kids driving million-dollar pieces of equipment, flying helicopters, flying this, doing that. Millions of dollars. Kids, youngins, 18, 19, 20 years old, operating millions of dollars. Lots of responsibility. How can I look at a young person and say, oh, it must not be your time yet? Paul sure didn't do it to Timothy, did he? So don't let nobody despise you because of your age. Boy, it's in you. It's got to come out of you. I want to reach out for the kids. I want to reach out to the youth. I need your help. God needs your help. This is important stuff. I need you guys when you're young to understand this stuff quick. It took me a long time to get it. I didn't start getting this till I was 39 years old. You're thinking, God, you were ancient then. How old are you now? But if I can part into you in 3 years, what it took me 10, 15 years to learn, what's that make you? Huh? An influence on everybody your age. They're going to look at you guys and go, wow, man. You guys are like, wow, what's going on with you? Ah, we have advantage. Right? How many of y'all ever looked at losers and said, I want to grow up and be just like that? Huh? Not me. I always looked at somebody that had something and said, man, I want to be like him. You know, that's pretty cool. I like the way he handles himself, carries himself. God, what a nice car. What a nice motorcycle. I want to be like that. I didn't have it in me to continue on to get it just right, so I backed off and went down a level or two, six or seven, and ended up being like the guy I probably didn't want to be like. Amen? Set your sights high. I want to go for these kids. And the kids ain't going to go for you unless you're walking in something. Unless they know that that love's genuine. Unless they know you got power in you. That you put on Christ. That not only was you invited to the wedding, you got the suit too. They're going to see the suit. Are you hearing me? So, verse 1 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, which one? This one. As we have received mercy, we don't faint. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the what? The small g, God of this world, has blinded the minds of them which don't believe. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. They don't know. They've been blinded by the small g, God of this world. Your mission, light them up. Your mission, light them up. I don't care how dark a mask you're wearing. If you got a light bright enough, it's going through her. Do you know that light always conquers darkness? Always. always. There is not darkness that light will not penetrate. Amen? Picture yourself in a big dark, what are they called? Where they got bleachers, Sonny? No, inside. Auditorium. Thank you. If you weren't fooling around Wanda back there, you'd know what I was talking about. Put your hands on that pew. Let me keep them right there. All right. If you're in a dark auditorium and there was no light at all, and it was big and it was dark, and it was like, hello, hello, hello. Boy, it's dark, dark, dark. And here. And somebody struck a match. Guess what? Although you might not be able to see your hand in front of your face, that match will light up the whole room, won't it? You'll know where that match got struck. You'll know if somebody turned on a flashlight, right? The darkness cannot conceal the light. Light them up! First one that pulls out a cigarette's getting bounced, too. Light them up! We have this ministry. We're supposed to shine the light on the darkness, right? What did Jesus say? What, did I give you this light so you could stick it under a bushel? Come on, man. Put that thing up high, right? They got to know who you are and where you're at. Oh, come on. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who what? Commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's our job. But we have his treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. If he ain't in you, he ain't going to come out of you. We are troubled. Sure, we're troubled on every side. But yet I ain't distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We get persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Y'all still here? You ain't destroyed? How about that? Working, ain't it? Always bear about in the body the dying of the Lord. You know, we died with him. We died with Jesus when he went to that cross. He died to sin. We did too. Well, how can you say that, Pastor? Because he took my sins on that cross for me. He took my sins on that cross for me. Past, present, and future. Are you saying you're sinless? Nope. Well, what I'm saying is I sin less. Did you hear me? I'm not sinless, but I sin less. That's my goal. How about yours? Always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in what? Our mortal flesh. What's that mean? The life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal flesh. How about a big smile? How about a warm hug? How about a pat on the back? How about helping me up? It's made manifest in our mortal flesh. Our mortal flesh. Come here, Mark. Let me hug you. Come on, man. I love you. You know that? You all right, brother? Huh? You feel better? Your ears are warmer. Smiling. He's all better. Get off his ears. Our mortal flesh. So then death works in us, but life in you. We then, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore shout. Does yours say shout? Should. I'm beyond speaking. I like to shout it out. Amen. I like what I got. I'm happy these days. I'm not ducking, bobbing, and weaving. I want everybody to know what's going on inside of me. And I got Jesus. I got Jesus. Did you bring your van back all right? Ain't broke down? Huh? All right. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus shall present us with you. For how many things are for your sakes? What? You still here? How many things?
All.
Can you get around all? Try and get around all. Is all? Uh-huh. That's a good word, ain't it? All of it. All of it. I want it all. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace, that's a lot of grace, amen, might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. Oh. For which cause we don't faint, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The spirit man, your inside, is renewed every day. For our light affliction, which ain't but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way to glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Pastor, can't you see what's going on? Are you in denial? No, bless God, I'm in agreement. I'm seeing it the way God sees it. I look through the eyes of faith. I ain't seeing it the way everybody else sees stuff. I ain't wired like that no more. I want to look at it in the eyes of faith. That building over there that we've claimed and we believe for, there's crews in there working in there. Oh, I was tempted to worry. Oh, maybe somebody bought it. I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, they're fixing it for you, stupid. Changed my tune pretty quick. I'm like, was that the only truck you're going to send? Are you wired like that? Or do you see, oh, gloom and doom and deceit and defeat? I'm wired like God sees it, man. I'm seeing this place packed full. I'm seeing two Sunday service mornings. Service mornings, two Sunday morning services. You didn't write it down right. I'm trying to read off of it. You did it. You told him to do that, huh? I'm seeing two Sunday morning services. I'm seeing a kid service in here where the cops got to show up and referee. Are you hearing me? I'm seeing so much stuff happen here in the spirit realm. You know what my problem is? Seems like I'm the only one seeing it. Traffic control. I told everybody when we started here, right now the cops like us. They're coming a day and a day soon where they're not going to be too happy with us. They're going to have to spend more money on cops coming down here and directing traffic because we're going to have so many cars down here. I have the fire department coming in here snooping around because I got so much traffic in and out of this place. Amen. I want to see the fire department show up thinking that the roof's on fire for the glory of the Lord in this place. It starts with you. It starts with you. You guys are well able to do this. Well able, but you got to do it. You got to do it. We were talking today. You could sit on that couch and hope the dishes was done. You could wish the dishes was done. You know, if you don't get up and do a dish, you're going to run out. Huh? Huh? You got to get up and do them. You got to invite. You got to hold what you learn here, what you know about Jesus, heart dear to your heart. And be quick to tell somebody. You know what they look like. You was one. That's the one you should go look for. Who else are you going to talk to? How many people here would be comfortable running up to a suit and tie guy getting out of a Mercedes talking about Jesus? There's two. Not me. I'm like, hey, how you doing? But if I seen somebody look like I used to look, acting like I used to look, I'm all over him. Why? Because I got something to communicate with him. Yep, know right where you're at, man. Been there, done that. Got a tattoo. Scar. Come find out what I know. Come find out what I got to share with you. Let me show you what I got to share with you. So right now, it is now 2012. Wait. It is 12-12-2012 right now.
All right.
I need you guys to pray with me, all right? Father, right now in the name of Jesus, don't repeat after me. I love you guys. Just agree. I say your name. Are you serious, really? This bunch? Come on, man. Hey, if I was Jesus, I wouldn't pick the 12 he picked either, right? Thank God I don't look at things the way they appear in the natural. I look at things in the spiritual, amen? This is the bunch, I'm telling you, and they're all nuts. You ever notice God kind of gravitates towards the crazy people? I did. Everybody read there was nuts. Uh-huh. Build a what? An ark. What's an ark? It don't even rain here. What, do you want to put it in a lake or in a driveway? There's no lake. What's a boat? I got the whole army of Egypt coming, and you're telling me take this stick and make the waters part? Where's the bridge? You want to put me in a den with them hungry lions? You want me jumping that fireplace? I'll do it. I'll believe you. You got to be a little nuts to follow God, amen? I love it. So listen, just pray in agreement with me. We're going to pray this out here. I took notes. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we lift up our president and the next one. We lift up our country's leaders, the Senate, the House of Representatives, our military, abroad and at home, our local leaders, first responders, police, fire, emergency people, and our school systems. Father, we're asking that you would send them godly influence, that the Holy Spirit and men and women of God would influence the decisions that they make concerning our country, concerning our leadership here, our government. Father, we ask that they be led of you. Continue to send godly influenced people to pray as we are for our leaders right now. We need you. We can't go on like this. We got to have more of you in the places that are making decisions for us, in the people that are making decisions for us, and our school systems, Father. They're ugly. We need more of you in there. We want to raise up a body of youth that'll shine some light in that darkness, Father, that'll boldly go where no other kids have gone before. For some of the godly teachers in there to see their boldness and rise up to the occasion. Let the youth spark them up some. Light them up, Lord. Light them up. May all the closet Christians overpower all the closet homosexuals, closet pedophiles, closet power mongers in our government. Let them rise up and speak boldly against the corruptions that are in our government. Let them, with a look, cause the others to shame and repentance. With a look. Let them feel your presence, Lord. Let them know who they're dealing with. Father, we pray for the body of Christ, all of it, to rise up, to boldly proclaim your kingdom without compromise, in love to everybody. Oh, Father, let this ministry be one of many to bring in the harvest, to preach the uncompromised word, to respond to the masses one soul at a time, to love them as you've loved us, to teach, to edify, and exhort like you do for us. Father, it's an awesome responsibility. When we thank you, Father, for counting us worthy to do it. In Jesus' name. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pronounce a blessing upon everyone in this congregation, here or not here. Father, I thank you, Lord, for increase. I thank you, Father, for restoration of their families. I thank you, Father, for no spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you, Father, most of all, for the peace that passes all understanding. I thank you, Father, for the blessings that you said are ours. Are ours. Through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. That power that you raised Jesus from the dead with operates in us. And for everybody here to get a better handle on that and put it to use. Father, I thank you for all these things. I thank you, Father, for a wonderful 2012. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for all these things. Blessings upon all. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you. I love you.